Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To let me know when we're actually on air or not. If only there was some way I could tell. If only there was some, like, music that would start playing in advance of the show. Oh, wait, there is. Sorry, that's my bad.
And this, Flying by the Seat of Your Pants edition.
We're not quite...
Captain's lack of attention.
We're not quite out of the woods yet. And, in fact, Reverend Captain Kick-Ass.
And it is Conan.
And Aria will be joining us shortly. But first... We take you to an exclusive. We take you to an exclusive Free Talk Live. Mr. Freeman, are you with us?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. I just did the intro, and that is all. So you are live on Free Talk Live, I believe, for the first time in a month?
Yeah, actually, 5 weeks as of tomorrow morning.
Well, welcome back, brother.
Welcome back, Ian.
It's literally taken that long for me to be... out of my cell on 23-hour lockdown at a time at which I can actually call into the show. There were actually two other occasions, but there were technical difficulties that got in the way. So 5 weeks later, finally.
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice. I know Conan's glad. I'm sure a plethora of listeners are glad. What do you have to say to everybody? This is your first time.
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to touch base. I mean, I'm here at the Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat. Like I said, 23-hour lockdown, so I get a 1 hour a day out. And so I figured, you know, after 7 o'clock, I'm actually for the first time, as you mentioned, on Friday night, able to actually listen to the show, at least on weeknights if the Red Sox aren't on. So tonight you guys are going to be on out here in New Hampshire.
Nice.
So I'll be able to tune in afterwards.
And how's that process? You have to listen with other people, or you're able to have your own little radio in the cell or something?
I do have my own little radio, so it took about 3 weeks for me to finally get into a place where I could finally order from the commissary. And the first week I was restricted on what I could order. So then the second week, so 4 weeks in, I was able to actually order a little clear plastic radio. So I do have the ability to listen.
Outstanding.
Hopefully we have some stations in New Hampshire that make it possible.
Right. And so it's my understanding that you may not be the only person that has one of these in that particular facility, and that it may be possible that more than just you are listening.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because there's not that many stations that you can receive on these little radios. So, you know, there's like three country stations, there's one rock station, one top, you know, top hit station, and
sure.
A couple others. And otherwise, there's WTPL and WEMJ, which are located in Hillsboro, which is the town right outside of Concord. And then also EMJ is located in Laconia, which is the Lakes region. So actually, technically, both of those stations make it into the jail. One is a little stronger than the other.
Nice. Nice. So you've been listening. We've been doing, you know, a horrible job without you here, but, you know, we're carrying the torch nonetheless.
Ian, they broke everything, man.
I know.
It
They're
was
not very nice.
Aria and Captain and Mark, they've been scrapping everything together like you wouldn't believe. It's we're not on YouTube anymore because of some bad things that were said or whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. I heard YouTube was issuing medical malpractice
medical misinformation, because we've been calling the Pfizer and Moderna, you know, whatever they're calling vaccines.
Experimental
vaccines.
We've
been calling them what they are, which is, you know, a genetic alteration platform.
Gene splicing.
Well, I don't know
well,
if that's splicing,
anything
but...
Anything that you say that does not coincide with the official CDC propaganda is considered medical misinformation.
Yeah, but we've been saying this all year, and all of a sudden now they're cracking down on us?
It's fashion.
Somebody reported it.
Yeah.
Well, good.
We've got more viewers probably now, because whenever Free Talk Live hosts get put in jail, our ratings go up. You know, more people tune in.
I can confirm that.
More haters tuning in too.
Yeah, I can confirm that that indeed did happen. For example, the night of the terrorist attack on the studio, we did a show. Albeit it only streamed live out to Breaking the Flaw on YouTube. That was the only, as it turned out, I thought we were on, you know, at least some internet streams, but it turns out we weren't. But we did a show. We recorded the show, you know, a couple of days. Well, the very next day we were able to get back on the radio, but we had poor audio quality for the next, you know, intermittently for the next 5-6 days or so, as far as the radio feed was concerned, until we remedied that. But that first show from Thursday the 16th, the day of the actual raid, that one had a huge bump in downloads once it was uploaded.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you are absolutely correct. I can confirm that those are the facts.
Ian, we've been told you're reading like 400 pages a day.
What I can do, it's slowed down a little bit recently because I've had some mail to answer, and also I've been working on some blog posts as well. So I'm doing a lot of writing over the last few days. But, yeah, I can pretty easily, if all I do is read all day,
yeah,
I can easily go through.
I do believe someone has set up a Get Ian book list. And I think everyone is pretty. You're probably going to be inundated with all kinds of stuff pretty soon.
Well, we hope so. I know it seemed to me that it sounded like a bunch of folks were sending you stuff, and I was sort of holding out hope that, you know, you'd get another bail hearing right quick, and that, you know, I wouldn't, you know. But anyway, I sent you a thing. It's not on that list, and hopefully you should have it tomorrow, according to Amazon, which means you probably won't get it till like Wednesday or something.
Yeah, they got to like put it through whatever processing. And
yeah, they got to X-ray it.
I appreciate anybody who sends anything at all. I mean, definitely it takes time out of your busy schedule to send me something, and I certainly appreciate it. So, you know, if there's something that you follow, you know, Ian ought to know this, or Ian ought to learn about this topic, now is the time to send that thing. And, yes, I do hope that I will get some bail. We do have an appeal in on the absolutely terrible bail hearing that mm-hmm. happened within the first week, and of course, court system does not move quickly. So,
no.
Who knows when that'll actually, you know, the gears will turn on that. But we have filed the appeal as of more than a week ago.
What? You mean government moves incredibly slowly and doesn't really kind of know what it's doing?
Right. Well, yeah, it's not their lives that are hanging in the balance. You know, they get to go home and sleep in their beds at night. That's no problem. So they're in no rush.
How is the spiritual resort handling the Rona? The situation.
They have a mask mandate for all the staff and the prisoners. However, I'm medically exempt from that. I've noticed there are a few other prisoners who have been going around without masks on for the first time in the last couple of days.
Well, that's probably because on Friday, Governor Snoo-Snoo did not renew the statewide mandate.
I heard about
for,
that.
For individuals, but businesses still have to operate till like mid-May?
Well, and like whoever had the mask mandate in place, you know, in their own city, like Keene, for example, Nashua, a couple of the other small towns, they had their own
city ordinance
mandate that they passed. So that still is in place, even though the statewide one's been lifted. So
right. I actually asked one of the guards yesterday about that. And he said that the jail doesn't follow the governor's orders, even though it's the executive branch.
Hmm.
He said they follow the CDC recommendations, and he also said he wished that it was over. So, I mean, there's definitely some jail guards here that think the mask mandate is pretty much BS.
That's great news.
Speaking of health situations, another story I heard was that you were put under psychological watch real early on because you were walking around your cell doing mantras and stuff.
I don't know what the reason was, but they put me in the medical bay for like four or five nights. They claimed that it was because the booking area was full, which may or may not have been true. I mean, the booking is kind of in and out. People are always coming in for various different reasons. So, you know, but, you know, I'm not crazy, so there was no issue.
It's really good to hear from you, to hear that you are, you know, I know that you're not happy where you're at, but you do sound well.
Well, yeah, I mean, mean, you know, like I said, I consider it to be a forced vacation. You make the best out of a situation that you can here. It's actually not that different here than it was when I was in jail at the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat a decade ago.
Hey, can you stay on for another segment?
Maybe. I'm going to probably have to call back, though. There's a limit of time.
Okay. Well, you want to just call it then?
Up to you.
I'm happy to put you on hold and see what happens, brother. I'd like to hear more from you. So stand by.
Well, I'll call you back because they're going to time me out here, so I'll call you right back.
Okay. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey.
welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been having a conversation with the founder of this very talk show, Mr. Ian Freeman, and we'll get to back to his call in just a minute. But in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Conan.
And Aria will be joining us either next segment or the segment after. So without further ado, let's go back to Mr. Freeman's call. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and by the way, what a stupid bail restriction that Aria and the other folks who were let out on bail can't talk to one another, and they can't talk to me, and they can't talk to nobody. It's like, well, okay, so can we make it so the federal government guys can't talk to each other, too? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be very nice. And by the way, speaking of one of those in particular who you're not allowed to be in the same room with or talk to or whatnot, has conveyed a message to me that she loves you from the bottom of her heart and misses you very much. And, of course, we all miss you very much, and but we know that you're strong and that we're going to get through this. But, yes, we all miss you very much, for sure.
Agreed.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Yeah, and we will get through this. Just, you know, the question is, how much damage are they going to do
right.
in the meantime?
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. They want to hurt Free Talk Live.
And make an example of you.
It's been a pretty effective attack.
Well, they didn't count on the captain being around, so...
Right.
While it wasn't perfect, I did my best to hurl my middle finger in their general direction for, you know, the next 5 days after everything went down until we could get some real help in here. So hopefully that was far more than they anticipated.
Yeah, you guys got her done. Nice job. I don't know if you can hear the screaming man in the background.
No. What do you think his problem is?
He's listening to Free Talk Live.
Oh, he's telling you might
have some sort of problem.
Conan had asked about you being, you know, isolated or put into medical. Are you still there?
No. I think the first, like, 4 or 5 days I was in what they call the processing wing, and then they moved me to medical for, like, another 4 or 5 days, and then they moved me back to processing for a few days, and then they moved me to G block for a couple of days, which is a segregation block, and then they moved me to... the B block, which was the worst of all, like this open block where there's like 40 guys all just kind of living in this open cell block where there's no actual doors. There's 4 toilets for all 40 guys.
Wow.
Is that because they're running out of a room or something?
What's that?
Is that because they're running out of room to house people?
No, this is the way this particular block, this B block, is designed. So it's designed to pack in a bunch of guys. It's sort of like a boys' camp situation where everything's out in the open and there's no privacy, you know, whatsoever. You know, if you want to hang out with convicts and play cards and watch TV, you know, and then it's probably fine. But for me, like, I couldn't even get through a page of a book that I was trying to read. And because I don't wear a mask because of my medical exemption, they told me I couldn't even leave my little cubbyhole area where there was, where my mattress was. So I couldn't even go walk around. I couldn't get any meaningful, you know, exercise. I couldn't even make a phone call. So I reached out to the jail administrators and said, hey, look, can you put me back in segregation? I'd rather have 1 hour out where I can actually make a phone call, you know, than be in this situation where I'm the most restricted.
Sure.
And I think they want me to, like, put a mask on. I think that's really what it's all about, and I'm not going to do that. I'm exempt from
good
mask.
For you.
Did you feel safe in that 40-room room?
Well, I mean, if you're in jail, you're not going to be in a particularly generous, I mean, at least in New Hampshire, in my experience. I don't know about Valley Street. I've heard that place is not so great in Manchester, but a jail like this, you know, these guys are short timers for the most part. There are people with, if you're in jail, you're in with other people who are there for usually no more than a year. So most of those guys aren't going to jeopardize, you know, picking up a real prison sentence for doing anything of any serious danger. They literally only had one guard watching over a room full of 40 men.
Okay. What are most of the offenses you're finding there from the prisoners?
Well, I don't have a chance to talk to people generally because I'm locked down 23 hours a day.
Right.
That B block I was telling you about, that open room, I was literally there for no more than like 4 or 5 hours before they were thankfully able to get me out. So I didn't have to spend an entire, I didn't even spend a night there before I was back in a segregated block.
I'm under the understanding that nobody was in a situation where he was amongst many other people, as you've described, and has, of course, developed quite the flock, apparently. You know, 3-4 people that, you know, he's talked about the Church of the Invisible Hand and, you know, this kind of a thing. So he's apparently doing nobody's stuff.
Yeah, that's what I would expect of him, and that's why he's been able to have more freedom to call into the show, because he's not on a 23-hour lockdown. He's likely in an open... Maybe he's not in a block like the one I was in. He's probably in a cell, maximum cell block where they sort of open the doors up and you have your own cell. This is the way it was in Cheshire County, where you can just, you know, kind of walk out of your cell anytime you want, except for when they lock you down a few times a day. So he's probably out for like 8 hours a day instead of one.
It sounds just like nobody. You're absolutely right, Pope. Pope Nobody, or the Messiah Nobody, with his flock. He's like Moses coming down from the mountain with his tablets. People want
these 10 commandments.
Yeah, and I might be in a situation like that, too, if I were to put a mask on, which, of course, I'm not going to do because I'm medically exempt, and so, therefore, I get put in segregation, which is fine because it just gives me a chance to get a lot of reading done, and I can focus on writing stuff and replying to letters.
Yeah, this is when you learn an instrument, man.
Well, you don't get an instrument. So.
Or a third language or something? I don't know, you know.
Or write your memoirs.
And there's plenty of, usually there's plenty of books around, too. Even if people don't send them, the county has a library. You can't actually go to the library, but they'll bring a book cart around. So I've been through probably at least close to 20 books at this point.
Do they let you journal and diary or stuff like that? Do they give you a pen and
paper? And if you've got commissary, you can order notepads and things like that. So, yes, I can do that stuff. Like I said, I'm working on some blog posts.
On a personal note, when, you know, we're kind of relying on you to let us know when you might need more commissary. So just, you know, we don't have a way to monitor
what that
amount is. So
Thank you to everybody who's made those donations. It's been very generous, and it's definitely helped because it's a lot easier to make a phone call if it's prepaid.
Indeed.
Because every time you have to call somebody collect, then they have to put like a debit card number in, and it takes, you know, another 2 or 3 more minutes just to even make a simple phone call. So having that prepaid funding really helps.
Another discussion that I think just cropped up was people having to pay more, and the question was it because of in-state versus out-of-state phones? Do you know anything about that? And we're right at the end, by the way.
Yeah, I'll let you guys go. But yes, briefly, if I call a number that's long distance, it's actually cheaper generally than calling a 603 number.
Gotcha. Ian, it was nice hearing from you, man.
Great to hear you, brother.
Guys, keep up the great work.
I'll talk to you again soon. Peace. Ian Freeman, everybody. 603-283-6160 is the number. More.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The jury is now deliberating the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Closing arguments in the three-week trial concluded on Monday, and the jurors will be sequestered at a hotel until they reach a verdict. If convicted on the top charge of second-degree unintentional murder, Chauvin could face up to 40 years in prison. Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz saying no matter what the outcome, things need to remain peaceful.
We cannot allow civil unrest to descend into chaos. We must protect life and property. But we also must understand very clearly, if we don't listen to those communities in pain and those people on the streets, many of whom were arrested for speaking a fundamental truth, that we must change, or we will be right back here again.
President Biden met with Republican senators on Monday to discuss infrastructure. USA Radio News. Republicans not happy with Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All three major stock indexes sliding on Monday, the Dow losing 123 points to close at 3477, the S&P slipping 22 points, and the NASDAQ losing 137. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about anything that's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And I was here just sitting out in my car listening to Godsmack and In This Moment and stuff while I couldn't talk to what is basically my best freaking friend.
Isn't that just...
It's so ridiculous.
So ridiculous that you can't talk to the dude.
Godsmack, huh? I was listening to Hatebreed on the way over.
Nice.
Cranking The Rise of Brutality.
Well, Godsmack has a new album. Well, not new. Their latest album is When Legends Rise, and it's so different from all of their previous stuff that it's taken me a very long time to, like, fill it out.
Interesting, because, like, I always was under the impression that they were picking up right around where Alice in Chains left off. But, like, a bit heavier, right? They had that dual harmony thing going on that Alice in Chains had going on before, you know, what's-his-name offed himself or whatever.
Oh, they're very heavily influenced by Alice in Chains.
Oh, yeah.
Influenced, yeah, but I've never made that connection.
But I haven't.
I'm a huge name? Alice in Chains.
Isn't Godsmack the name of an Alice in Chains song?
It is, as a matter of fact, yes. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Well, phew, all right. I've never connected those guys.
So, yeah, their new album, it's weird, but they've always just been, one thing I like about Godsmack is that I can respect them because they've always just been straight hard rock.
Yep.
No BS, none of that weird St. Anger Metallica stuff, none of that weird.
They don't want the trash can snare.
Yeah, and that stupid acoustic album they did, I just brushed that aside. Okay, everyone does this stupid unplugged thing at least once, but for the most part, they've just been a straight-up rock band.
I was talking recently, and I might have even mentioned it on air. There's a Kiss song from 1978. I think it's off the Dynasty record. Ace Frehley sings the song, wrote the song. And the song is called 2000 Man. Now, I was born in 72, so in probably like 78 to 80, I'm listening to this song. And this song, Ace Frehley, as far as Kiss is concerned, is supposed to be the spaceman. And so he's from the future. And this song is, "Don't You Know I'm a 2000 Man, and my kids, they don't understand me," because he's from the future, right? And so now it's 2021, and I heard this song again just the other day, and I was thinking, like, okay, this song is no longer about the future and about this guy whose kids don't understand him because he's so far advanced. It's now the opposite of that. This song is now about how he's a 2000 man, which was 21 years ago, and his kids don't understand him because his kids are the new ones now, right? So this song has changed its meaning over the course of the turn of the century just by calling itself 2000 Man. And that's just sort of a weird, you know, forward time travel thing that crossed my mind when I heard it.
And you said Kiss covered this?
No, Kiss wrote it.
I thought Rolling Stones wrote it.
It's on the Kiss Dynasty album. It's called 2000 Man.
Because Rolling Stones has one called 2000 Man as well, and it's the lyrics you're talking about.
It may be that the Stones covered the Kiss song, but I was pretty sure that that's an Ace Frehley song.
I will point out, though, that Gene Simmons is a monster, and no one should support him or his music.
Yeah, I mean,
let them be forgotten about.
As far as Kiss is concerned, Ace Frehley is the one guy out of that band that I have respect for.
I don't know that much about them. I just know that Gene Simmons is all about intellectual property and protecting intellectual property. And I'm just like, dude, you're an artist. Your job is to make art.
He's even worse than Metallica.
He's definitely the merch man.
No one is worse than Metallica, dude.
No, Kiss is worse than Metallica.
Metallica is responsible for the death of Napster.
Yep.
Kiss, as far as I'm aware, has yet to kill any foul shit.
Okay, but Kiss has and invented their own coffin. So if you die and you're a Kiss fan, you can be buried in a coffin that's decorated with the band Kiss and their logo, and it's got speakers and subwoofers mounted inside of it so that Kiss tunes can be cranked while you're being lowered into the ground after you're dead.
Have you already bought into this?
No, but I know people who have.
Well, I mean, that's ego, but that's not them.
I'm not that big of a Kiss fan. I can't stand them.
I hung out with
guys that were a couple of years older than me when I was growing up as a kid, and they all listened to Kiss, and so therefore I listened to Kiss vicariously. But I never found myself going, gosh, I really want to listen to some Kiss right now, right? I did happen to see two of their five final reunion tours.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Somebody bought me a ticket. I'm like, dude, we need a driver.
I just sold them on eBay, dude.
And like, dude, no, they needed somebody to drive. I had a car and that kind of a thing, so, yeah.
On the subject of music, though, I plan to be releasing a song on May the 1st called Apostasy. It's going to be interesting.
And how are you releasing it?
It'll be on SoundCloud. Is
that word a portmanteau?
No, it's just the verb form of apostate.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like maybe apostle and ecstasy or something, but I don't know.
That would be cool, though.
You know.
But no, it's all about the religion of the state and the idea of, you know, burning the temple down.
Nice. When's that coming out?
May the 1st, hopefully.
Okay. Killer.
Cool.
So that'll be fun.
Just one more.
Yeah.
On your huge heaping of projects that are keeping you busy, keeping you down to town.
Well, it's settled down a lot lately now that everything here is mostly working.
Mm-hmm. Ish.
Well, I have no idea why the phones just stopped working, right? They were working just fine, and then suddenly they weren't. But
are you coding again?
I am coding again. I'm working on an application that is going to let us just enter tags for these segments and click a button, and it will automatically upload them all to YouTube. But that's really simple.
If we ever get back on YouTube.
Oh, no, we're on YouTube. It's just on my YouTube channel right now.
Yeah, we're not on the Free Talk Live channel. We're on.
So tell us about that. So we had a 7-day ban, and then as soon as we had one night back, and
yes,
of course it was you and me.
Yes.
And of course we were going to town on all the conspiracies and whatnot, and then that was it. We were off again. 14 days?
We didn't say anything that conflicted with the World Health Organization guidelines, right? So I appealed at the decision. Mm-hmm. YouTube was like, nope. This is definitely a violation. Here's a 14-day ban, and if it happens again, your channel is going to be permanently deleted. So I'm not putting much effort at all into the Free Talk Live YouTube channel at this point. It's going to be deleted.
I think I'm done with it. I brought an article this evening about our own NPR, New Hampshire NPR, covered the Odyssey.
Right, that's the library
channel.
Thing. Right?
The library
now,
guy, yeah.
Not library, right.
And
have you seen some of the excerpts from the SEC grilling library?
Yes, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's like, why did you have a website?
Are you asking me why companies have websites?
I'm putting my foot down. I'm not watching YouTube anymore. I just went to Odyssey just now. I've been meaning to go over, but all of my channels are already in place on YouTube, so it's like I turn the stupid thing on and everything's suggested to me. And I went to Odyssey, and all of my favorite channels are on Odyssey right now.
I hate that about YouTube. Like, I don't want to be fed content. I want to discover content on my own, right? Now, if they got some little algorithms that help you out here and there, that's fine, but that's not how it works anymore. I never sign in to YouTube, ever.
And so you're a guest always.
I'm a guest always. And it's a very interesting experience because depending on what computer I'm on, if I clear all the cookies all the time and that kind of a thing, I'll get to like the homepage of YouTube and I will see all of the crap. Right now, back when YouTube was cool, you used to see like, you know, somebody playing with their cat or, you know, some sort of like a homemade video by an actual person that was doing something funny, right? It was kind of like America's Funniest Home Videos and that kind of thing. Or something that somebody made that, you know, wasn't professionally produced at all and that kind of thing. Now, if you don't sign into YouTube and you go to the YouTube homepage, everything is professionally produced. Everything is made by some sort of professional content creator. There is no more individualism involved with YouTube, near as I can tell, at least on the main page.
I would agree with that.
I don't know. I just watch YouTube for, you know, gaming videos and stuff like that, and most of those are generally produced well, but I don't see any reason to, like, stop using YouTube as a service as long as they have content that I enjoy. But it's inevitable that Free Talk Live at least is going to be kicked off of YouTube, at least on that channel. I intend to keep, you know, streaming it on my channel, but then my channel will just get axed. And then at that point, it says, okay, it's time to find an alternative, which alternatives already exist. You have library, things like that. Of course, we're now streaming on at least 6 different video sites, one of which is my YouTube channel. And we are monitoring all of those chats. So if you happen to be watching at, you know, Vaughn Live or one of these others.
We're on Vaughn?
We are.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. Man, it's shocking how frazzled I am just knowing that, you know, Ian called the show.
Yeah.
And I had to step out for that, obviously, but it sucks, man.
One of my pet peeves in life is the game of telephone. Right, you've all played this at some point, right? You sat down in your grade school or whatever, and like the teacher whispered, you know, a series of things into person number one's ear.
Well, hold on. No one is relaying any messages to me from Ian, and no one is relaying any messages from me from Ian to me.
This is true, but there are facts being relayed, such as
not from Ian to me, and not from me to Ian.
Correct. But status updates as far as, like, how did I plug the board in, stuff like that? How did I connect to the radio feed, et cetera, and so on? These are things that normally you and he would talk about, but because you can't, I'm sort of in the middle now. I'm the middleman, if you will.
Well, except you're not, because you're not relaying any messages to Ian from me or any messages from me to Ian. So, but, I mean, it sucks, man. Since I came to New Hampshire, he's basically been my best friend. The first best friend that was in New Hampshire moved to Florida, so that was it. And I was like, okay, and then me and Ian became really good friends over the last 2.5 years, and now he's in jail, and I'm not even allowed to speak with him.
Yeah, it's crappy. And what a BS, thing to put on somebody as far as their bail conditions are concerned.
I mean, we have a radio show that we do together. We work together.
Yes.
I don't know how they expect us to do that.
Unless it's intentional.
Obviously, it's not an issue right now because he's in jail, so I'm able to be here all I want. But as soon as, you know, he gets out of jail, it's going to be like, all right, Arya, you can't do Free Talk Live anymore? It's so bizarre.
Yeah, or is he going to have to, like, leave on the days that you come in? And, you know, I don't know how that's all going to play out, and it does suck that we have to even consider it.
Now, all of this is happening because on March the 16th of 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, my house, Renee and Andy Spinella's house, and Colleen Fordham's house. That's right. A 60-year-old grandmother was raided and arrested by the FBI. We were taken into custody, Ian, and nobody remained in custody. You may be wondering what you can do to help. Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect us from further state aggression. And in fact, I have secured an attorney. So thank you to all who have donated for that. Of course, we're not done paying
attorney. Not by any stretch. I know some people out there think that, oh, well, you know, you guys have a radio show and you're broadcasting this website every night and I'm sure you got enough. No, we don't. We don't have enough. We don't even have close to enough money for one, much less two people to get through this entire process, much less all of the Crypto Six. So if you can, please keep it coming.
For some perspective on exactly what numbers we're talking about here, the attorney that I've retained, just for the retainer, $250,000.
That hurts me so bad.
Oh.
That hurts me so bad.
But it's important because this case is going to set precedent.
My wallet just shrunk up and died.
For decades to come. You can help us. Check it out. eCrypto6.com. Does Crypto6.com also work?
Or SIX or the number 6.
No, I mean, can we drop the word the?
No, I believe it has to be the.
Okay.
Yeah.
TheCrypto6.com. It's all a very stressful experience, you know. But this too will pass. We'll get through this and be reunited. And
maybe the Civil War will have kicked off by then, and it won't really matter because we'll be in a bunker somewhere defending ourselves from the Redcoats.
I got a couple
and broadcasting Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got a couple of friends who, you know, they're casual listeners. They'll tune in because they know I do the show, but every, you know, once a week or something like that. And one of my friends, Chris, recently pinged me, and he was like, is the show still going on? I'm like, hell yeah, it's still going on. You know, if I have anything to do with it, it'll not only keep going, but if anything, we'll amplify it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been working to do. I don't want to just restore to Free Talk Live how it was. I want to improve it. And
yes.
Now we can monitor all of these different chat apps at once. Everything's being automated. Hopefully, we are indeed improving Free Talk Live. But let's go to the phones. We got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
The Derek Chauvin trial has, they've had the final arguments and the jury is out now. And they're taking out all kinds of precautions in case of all the bad things that could go wrong as far as civil unrest and everything.
Did they announce the decision?
No.
Deliberation.
They're getting ready for all the bad things that could happen if the verdict is not guilty.
Oh, so politicians are surrounding themselves with guns.
Well, Maxine Waters is out in the street as we speak, and she is rallying the forces.
Who is Maxine Waters?
She's a representative from California? Tom, do you know?
The problem is, oh, by the way, it was on this date back in 1993 that the feds raided the Branch Davidian compound in Texas. And 2 years later, somebody retaliated, but they retaliated wrong. They blew up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, but they killed 160 innocent people that did not deserve it and 8 cops. And if there's rioting going on after the verdict is announced, it could have been avoided by not finding the defendant not guilty. They should make sure. They need to implement safeguards to make sure that when a cop commits a murder, the cop shall definitely get convicted. And, you know, they can, simply change the laws so that they're guilty until proven innocent. Simple as that. And that they,
I don't like the idea of guilty until proven innocent? I can't endorse that at all. There is literally video of this cop killing George Floyd. It's pretty much an open and shut case.
Well, let me point out that they control the collection of evidence, and their job is to prove what happened. So they got to be considered guilty until proven innocent.
And I don't agree with that at all, Tom.
Tom, it's going to be a hung jury.
How
do you think they're going to react to a hung jury?
I don't know, but what I hope happens if people do go out and fight back, that they don't go out and kill innocent people that don't deserve it.
What about innocent businesses?
The government, not even the politicians, when they look at the riot at the Capitol, where all those Congress members were doing was babbling and scribbling.
Yes, but that babbling and scribbling destroyed people's lives, Tom.
Well,
among them, the Crypto Six here in New Hampshire.
The cops are
It's not inconsequential whatsoever what Congress is doing. They are monsters.
The cops are the ones that are actually intimidating people into complying.
Yes, on behalf of the politicians.
Yeah, they're the armed thugs.
The human race.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Tom. We have to extend human rights to everyone.
To every human.
Even to our enemies. And that would include the police.
Yes.
I mean, the moment we stop allowing them to be presumed innocent until proven guilty, the moment we're no better than they are.
What we don't have to do, however, is tolerate organizations that are monopolies, particularly monopolies on initiating force and violence. And that is what the police are.
Yes, absolutely. So show prep. My ability to look up what's happening in the world is limited. Let's go with that. I do know that Derek Chauvin, his trial went to jury today.
Jury deliberation today.
And if you support Derek Chauvin, are you a chauvinist?
Oh, absolutely. You would almost have to be.
I think, and I've been watching the trial from a distance. I don't really care, really. But even though that I should, I think it's going to be hung jury. I don't think they're going to be able to decide on this. I think that there will be riots. There will be more things being burned down, more private businesses. And I know that the AOCs and the Maxine Waters of this world are going to be riding right up there in the front, leading it on, screaming the war charge. And we were talking about the Civil War just a little while ago, and I'm just ready for it. Because, I mean, this is a bandit and needs to get pulled off. The people are, they're not in their right minds. This whole last year has just proven that to me, that the people are they're lunatics, and they want blood, and they're not going to stop until they get blood.
Isn't it bizarre, man, that the mask mandate here in New Hampshire has officially expired?
The state mandated.
Yeah, I'm getting into that. Okay. So, of course, there are still those in cities, but
at the individual level. So I think the businesses still have to comply with mask mandate, not just Keene and Nashua, until the mid-May.
But there still aren't any fewer masks in sight. And more importantly, Chris Sununu admitted in his statement to WMUR about it that the mask mandate was never necessary in the first place.
Really?
He said something to the effect of, well, New Hampshire residents don't need a mandate to tell them how to protect one another.
He needs to be slapped.
You rioters need to go to Sununu's house.
And he literally gave us a mandate because he thought exactly the opposite. And then he goes on WMUR and says, oh, the mandate's not necessary for people to do the right thing. 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.